God Bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Glad you're here. And if you don't want to hear the truth, man, you shouldn't be here because it might upset you. And if it upsets you, well, that's just going to be after something you're going to have to live with. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, dozens of landlords in Ann Arbor are suing over a new renter's rights law. We'll tell you what that means because the landlords say you can't do that to us. Number two, mask up Michigan. Yeah, the COVID rates, it's such a place that the CDC says all of Michigan should be masked up. And number one, an FBI agent at the center of the investigation into a failed plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer has been fired. He's being held in jail, charged with beating his wife after a swingers party. It's basically an update to this story. Plus, in a moment, we'll have your tax planning for those of you that are going to get drilled. But let's start with that FBI agent. The lead FBI agent who was given credit was stopping the plot to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, booted from the Bureau, fired, gone. The allegations are that he beat his wife following a run to a swingers party. Former special agent now, Richard Trask, he's 39, from the Kalamazoo area. Got the boot last week. Spokesperson only confirming that he's no longer with the Bureau. The Detroit News reporting that Trask was fired over allegations he smashed his wife's head against a nightstand and choked her after a dispute stemming from their attendance at that party in July. He's facing assault charges with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, in connection with the incident. He's looking at 10 years in prison if convicted. Now, defense attorneys for those that have been charged in connection to the Whitmer plot say, look, another dirty FBI agent. They're raising questions about everyone working on the case. In this past week, they asked the judge to delay the trial by 90 days to give them time to conduct investigations of the conduct of the agents involved. Trask has been a personal trainer on the side. He became a known face in the case because he's testified in court proceedings. Now, remember, there are five men awaiting federal trial, set to begin sometime next month. Prosecutors now try to remove him as a witness. No, I don't think so. There were profanity-laced social media posts in which Trask attacked with much profanity former President Donald Trump. So let me get this straight. A Trump-hating FBI agent who beats his wife after going to the swingers party is the guy leading the investigation of the so-called plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Yeah, they should be raising a lot of questions here. When the kidnapping case was filed in October of last year, Whitmer blamed Donald Trump, saying his refusal to denounce far-right groups had inspired extremists. But there's been a lot of information that's flowed out since. There were more FBI agents and informants involved with this whole thing than there were actual defendants. These hapless band of idiots got sucked into this deal. And Trask's firing comes after a sixth man facing federal charges in the plot was sentenced to 6 years in prison last month. Ty Garbin admitted that he and five other men trained property near Luther, constructed a shoot house to resemble Whitmer's vacation home, and assaulting it with firearms. We'll see where this all goes, but there's something awfully deep and dirty here, and it smells badly. And don't worry, we'll plug our nose and keep digging. We'll figure out what's going on here. By the way, these proposed tax hikes to pay for a $3.5 trillion spending plan, they'll hit you. No question. Anybody that has an adjusted income beyond $5 million a year will get hit with a 3% surcharge. The corporate tax rate would go from 21 to 26.5 on incomes beyond $5 million, slightly less than the 28% the president had asked for. But if you're less than $400,000, it would go to 18%, I believe. Business and anti-tax groups are sure to object, but Democrats are pressing forward. But they're in real trouble here because Joe Manchin of West Virginia is saying he's not going to do it. Joe Manchin has suggested it's time for a strategic pause. He said there is no way Congress will meet any late September goal from Nancy Pelosi. I cannot support $3.5 trillion. His opposition to raising the corporate tax anywhere above 25%. That he said would take away competitiveness for the United States on the world stage. And Manchin is not alone. Other centrist Democrats raising big concerns. Democrats from high tax, heavily Democratic states like New York, New Jersey, California pushing to repeal the $10,000 so-called SALT tax, state and local tax deductions that was imposed in 2017. But Bernie Sanders doesn't care. He says this has to happen. For me, it's not a particular number, but it's making sure that we meet this moment, said Democrat Kathy Clark of Massachusetts, a member of the House leadership. The pandemic has shown us we cannot continue to have an economy of haves and have-nots. No, we can have equal everything. It's called communism. The House tax proposal would raise $2.9 trillion. The White House, meanwhile, betting on long-term economic growth from the plan to generate more money to make up the difference. The fact of the matter is they have no way to pay for this, except on your back, which means taxes will go up now and later again. Exemptions on estate taxes, which were doubled under the Trump tax law, and now said $11.7 million for individuals would revert back to $5 million. Tax increases on tobacco, e-cigarettes. Let's see. The range of services would be free kindergarten, dental coverage, vision coverage, hearing coverage. And the list goes on and on and on. But the fact of the matter is you'll pay for it. Oh, you'll definitely pay for it. No way around it. You, with that much money being spent, you're going to pay. Directly and indirectly. It's just the way it is. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com, a place to make sure you support Michigan farmers. It's a Michigan operation, PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com, if you spend more than $100 anywhere in America, it will be delivered to your doorstep free of charge. Free. Fruits, vegetables, steak, Amish meats and cheeses. Is it the cheapest? No. Is it the best? Heck yeah. PatriotFoods.com. You check it out. And you'll find out how good it really is. PatriotFoods.com. Quick break. Now you're on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Hillsdale College serves four purposes. Learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom. And freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's Hillsdale, michigan.edu.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the Great American Story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Hey, parents.